Another potentially key issue in President Bush's second term agenda is health care, especially how to deal with some 45 million uninsured Americans. The issue got a brief mention in the president's State of the Union address Wednesday night.
I ask Congress to move forward on a comprehensive health care agenda with tax credits to help low-income workers buy insurance, a community health center in every poor county, improved information technology to prevent medical error and needless costs, association health plans for small businesses and their employees, expanded health savings accounts, and medical liability reform that will reduce health care costs and make sure patients have the doctors and care they need.
To help us sort through Mr. Bush's proposals is NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jennifer.
Let's go through the items the president listed and assess their prospects. First, tax credits to help low-income workers buy insurance.
This is something that's been kicking around for several years, hasn't really gone anywhere. I think mainly because the tax credits that he's proposing are relatively small, not big enough for most people to actually be able to afford insurance policies, and because it's quite expensive, about $90 billion, so Congress just hasn't acted on these.
What about the idea of putting more community health centers in poor areas?
Now, that's something that does have a lot of bipartisan support. It's something that the president has been working on. There has been more money for community health centers. The question is, with the budget at that tight this year, it's not clear how much further that initiative is going to be able to go.
The president mentioned improved information technology to prevent medical errors.
That's something that also has very strong bipartisan support. That's the one piece of this agenda that I think probably will happen this year. But again, it will depend on budget constraints. It's very expensive.
Association health plans. Remind us what those are.
These are plans that let small businesses pool together across state lines to buy insurance. The insurance probably would be cheaper, but this is something that actually unites the insurance industry and consumer groups in opposition. They say that not only would these plans be able to avoid expensive state benefit requirements, they would be able to avoid state regulation and thereby could be dangerous. It's passed the House repeatedly since long before President Bush became president. It's never passed the Senate. Prospects don't look that much better this year.
What about expanding health savings accounts?
Well, health savings accounts were included in the 2003 Medicare bill, even though they're not related to Medicare. This is kind of a shorthand for the president. He doesn't really want to expand them. He wants to give a tax credit to encourage people to buy them. It's not clear whether that's going to have a lot of popularity either.
And finally, Mr. Bush mentioned medical liability reform.
Well, this is one of his favorite health issues, the idea that capping damage awards in medical malpractice suits could bring down doctors' malpractice insurance premiums. That's debatable. Regardless, the political situation is, again, this is something that has passed the House repeatedly, never gotten through the Senate. Even with more Republicans in the Senate this time, they're still 6 or 7 votes away from the 60 that they would need, so it doesn't look very good for this year either.
One thing the president did not mention was Medicare. He didn't use the opportunity to take credit for the Medicare reform bill that he pushed through Congress in his first term. Were you surprised?
I was really surprised by that. We were expecting at least a little victory lap, although on further reflection, perhaps with his emphasis on Social Security and the financial problems it faces, he didn't want to mention Medicare because then he would have had to address the fact that Medicare is in much worse financial shape than Social Security. It is likely to go bankrupt much sooner, and in fact, the changes that were made in the 2003 law don't really lengthen Medicare's financial solvency situation. In fact, it shortens it a bit. I think also possibly the president didn't mention it because it would have brought up the touchy issue of prescription drug prices, which is still a big issue in Congress. Even though the Medicare prescription drug benefit takes effect next year, Medicare is not allowed to negotiate directly for lower prices, and people are not allowed to import drugs from Canada or other countries. Those are both very popular, even with some Republicans in Congress, so I suspect the president thought it was better to leave that unsaid.
Julie Rovner, NPR's health policy correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.